Blog Talk Radio.
Of March, and among the birthdays today is in 1776, Hadrian is probably best known for two things. Hadrian's Wall, which was a stone wall constructed in England when the Romans occupied England, and was designed to keep the Scots out, wasn't very successful. Hadrian also had a lover, a young man called Antoninus, and he erected statues of Antoninus. After Antoninus died, he erected these statues all over the empire. The seventh president was born on this day, Andrew Jackson. He had quite a few battles with the Bank of the United States, much of the problems that we have with the Federal Reserve, which came in with Woodrow Wilson later, 100 years later. And Andrew Jackson felt that the banks were not lending money to the Western farmers and poor people, and I think he withdrew all the money of the government from the guy was Nicholas Biddle. It was his long ongoing fight. Andrew Jackson was also a youth during the American Revolutionary War. He refused to polish a British officer's boots, and the British officer horsewhipped Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson never forgave the British for that, and also the officer had Andrew Jackson removed to a British prison ship in the harbor, and where Jackson was very ill, and Jackson's brother died, and Andrew Jackson hated the British. He never forgave them, and that was one of the reasons why at the Battle of New Orleans he fought so steadfastly against the British. He had to get even with them, and you can't blame him. Great Norwegian composer, you don't hear much about him, Johan Halvorsen, born today, a Romantic. One of FDR's brain trusts, son later worked for Bill Clinton. Harold Ickes, I-C-K-E-S, was born on this day. Great black blues man, Lightning Hopkins, his recordings are still around. Very articulate CBS journalist, a real journalist, David Schoenberg. Lawrence Tisch, you hear of the Lowe's and a lot of his real estate developments in the East. Another evangelist and profiteer from the pulpit, Jimmy Lee Swaggart, born on this day. Among the deaths, the Ides of March in the year 44, Julius Caesar was assassinated in the Senate. In 1875, Aristotle Onassis, who had married Jacqueline Kennedy, he died. and his daughter, and I think his son died. There's a lot of tragedy in Onassis' family. Onassis allegedly made his money by selling drugs in South America. Also, there was a episode on his life in which a Turk asked him if he had ever been with a man. So there was an implication there. And you can draw your own conclusions. Tom Harmon was born, died on this day. Now, he's the father of Mark Harmon, who plays the role of a Navy Criminal Investigative Service officer. They used to be called Navy Investigative Service, and there's a connection to the Steve Nery case and other cases. I understand they're currently investigating, or may have investigated or concluded their investigation, of the death of a U.S. Marine 34 years ago, Oral Stewart, whose nude body was found in a parking lot in Long Beach, California, and is believed to be connected to sexual predator Randy Kraft, or maybe someone else. Among the events today, in 1493, Columbus returned to Spain after his first trip. He made two others. This is relevant to California, and it's a good thing the Russians didn't come down further. In 1812, the first Russian settlement was set up in California on the Russian River. That's why it's called that, and also it was called Fort Ross. In 1820, Maine became the 20th state. 1827, one of the great Canadian universities, University of Toronto, was set up. This is interesting. There's also a movie that's relevant to this. In 1855, Louisiana became the first state to set up a health board for quarantine. There's a famous movie with Richard Widmark, who plays a United States Public Health Service officer, called Panic in the Streets, about a seaman who was illegal, jumps a ship, and he's carrying bubonic plague. And it's a great movie. In fact, we may have a clip from it. In 1867, Michigan became the first state to levy a property tax to support its university. In 1875, the Vatican named the first U.S. Cardinal, John McCluskey, who was Bishop of New York, and that became an archdiocese. And, of course, there's been a lot of news in the last week about the Vatican and the new Pope and Cardinals, and the speculation that the New York Cardinal, Dolan, who's actually from Oak Park, Illinois, was in the running to become Pope. And the word is, this has always been the word in Vatican elections for Pope, he who goes into the conclave as a Pope comes out as a Cardinal. In 1892, the first elevator was invented, patented. Jesse Reno did this in New York. New York also had the first automatic ballot machine, voting machine, and of course that hasn't stopped vote fraud, even though the machines are supposed to be automatic and tamper-proof. And in 1901, San Francisco banned horse racing. We still don't have horse racing in San Francisco. In 1913, Woodrow Wilson had the first presidential news conference. There isn't an audio of that. Cleveland became the first state to set up the first city to set up a small claims court. And in 1916, General Pershing, with the approval of Woodrow Wilson as president, and I think he was a colonel at the time, George Patton, chased Pancho Villa into Mexico, out of the United States into Mexico, but they didn't catch him. 1917, Nicholas VII abdicated. In 1919, the American Legion was formed in Paris. The first radio station was set up in Atlanta, Georgia. In 1928, Mussolini, who was a teacher and an editor, he was not a lawyer, he marched on Rome and overthrew the government, and he set up his dictatorship. He abolished the right to choose in Italian elections. In 1930, two things happened. The Navy created the first seaplane, and the first modern U.S. Nautilus was launched. It was later the first atomic submarine, called the Nautilus. It was Admiral Rickover. 1933, the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, attacked segregation and discrimination. 1934, in the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration, U.S. Information Services were set up. 1937, Chicago set up the first blood bank, and also the first blood transfusions was done by a black doctor, and there was discrimination. I don't know how they proved this. And during World War II, blood from blacks was not transfused to whites. It's really crazy. In North Carolina, Raleigh, they set up the first state contraceptive clinic. And this is also very interesting. Leaders have done this before. In 1940, Hermann Goering, who was the head of the Nazi police, he said 100 to 200 church bells were enough in Germany, and he said, smelt the rest. I guess they made Panzer tanks out of them. In 1944, there was a horrible battle at the Battle of Monte Cassino, which was the Benedictine monastery at the top of the mountain. It was a big mistake. The Germans were not occupying the monastery, but when it was bombed to smithereens, it became rubble and was great for fighting, holding off the Nazi and the American and the Allied armies, and the Poles also fought in this. In 1946, the British Prime Minister Attlee declared independence for India, and so Lord Mountbatten was set over there as Governor General to prepare the way. I think it was 1948. He chose August 15th, which the seers said was a date cursed by the stars, and there was a horrible slaughter between massacres between the Hindus and the Muslims because India was partitioned and into India and Pakistan. Pakistan was the Muslim country that was set up by Jinnah. And Brigadier Ingall was involved in that. He was the head of the commander of the Bengal Lancers. And we have interviews with him. Excuse me. And then in 1951, and this is still relevant today, Persia, under its prime minister Mossadegh, who was a populist, he nationalized the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, and of course the CIA under Kermit Roosevelt and the British plotted and successfully to overthrow Mossadegh and put him on trial and to set up this young man, Reza Pahlavi, the Shah. And we still have that problem with Iran today. And it all goes back to 1951 and the nationalization of the oil by the Persians or the Iranians, as they're called now. In 1955, the United States Air Force created the first self-guided missile. In 1965, LBJ asked Congress to ensure that voting rights for everybody, that included blacks. He also started his war on poverty. 1966, we had the Watts riots, and parts of Watts have still never been rebuilt. 1969, A. Portis, who was a high-powered Jewish lawyer, LBJ appointed him to the U.S. Supreme Court. He made some interesting Jewish appointments. Also, Alex Goldberg, who wanted to stay on the court. He was a labor lawyer from Chicago. And his parents were immigrants, and LBJ decided to pressure him to go take the UN ambassadorship, which Goldberg didn't want. But Fortas was a advisor to LBJ. There is an allegation that there was a file on Fortas being a closet homosexual, closet gay. LBJ also had the Walter Jenkins scandal, where Jenkins was one of LBJ's advisors. He was caught in a public washroom soliciting homosex, so he had to resign. And then in 1989, the Department of Veteran Affairs was set up as a cabinet post. Now, among the other interesting things we have during our series on the Irish, some of the things you didn't know about the Irish, some of the things you didn't want to know, and we are going to play an excerpt from an interview from Patrick Butler, a professional Irishman, and here is his another interview with him.
So let's blog on. It was certainly certain, as you know, I've seen a lot of them. I am not really packed. But what about yesterday? And what I felt this morning was absolutely unbelievable. It was like Elvis come to Raven Manor in Chicago. The veterans and the people could around.
No, I don't want that one. Here we'll talk about Irish revolutionaries.
Gave them forms different from the Irish army. They were
Hopefully tan ones, not khaki, but tan, from after Royal Service, and they were given to Knicks to distinguish them from the rest of the Army. They were so criticized by the British military. There were British officers who refused to wear the black and tan.
So that movie that in Collins, where the Irish kind of strung up and he was being told, my answer was the head black and tan secret. I guess you could call it, said, do what you do.
Yeah.
So that's act.
Well, that's very it. As a matter of fact, Hans committed atrocities that I'm sure the German SS tried to emulate.
Mm-hmm. I should go to see them in South Africa, or bend some of the Chilean authors, advocacy, Irish ancestry, and explain that.
Yeah, because,
and even
because of the Irish who had to leave Poland for a variety of reasons over the past several hundred years, some went for economic opportunities for their lives, some went as they were sent to jail. After the point, 5,000 men, women, and children were sold to slavery, not entered service, slavery, and mostly to the king, and some way to Sark.
Oh, how interesting.
I mean, the Brits brag about that they ended slavery before.
How did it, John West?
Yeah, before we
did. Right.
But don't talk too much about the fact that they practiced white slavery.
So let me, with Earl, what is it, the
song? Yes.
I think it's very accurate.
It's you know, it's in fact, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so people, and the you're going to look for opportunities where you can find them, and they're very little. So you had lots of Irish in Argentina, you had spread throughout America.
What is San Francisco, can you have one?
Okay. And
it's an episode of
it is, a lot of people have very mixed feelings the whole thing. Patricio is a red in Mexican coast of American guys come over for famine, from the army. In those days, the army discriminated terribly against Irish.
That's the American.
The American.
Mm-hmm.
So they get down to go to fight the war. They might get their country full of Catholics who discriminate against. And some of them affected. And one regiment of the army fought very, very well. Battlefield City, them were kept, and they were en masse.
Now, let me see, this guy landed, and they screwed up on one thing, ordered him on the other, and flogged.
Now, here happened. I started, they were hanged. Yes, that was just first, quote, worst offense.
Mm-hmm.
Others were suspended, were flogged. Now, remember, flogging those days could very well can't amount to sentence.
Especially in Australia.
Well, you know, anywhere, you know how to person, you know, see strokes of the best.
Mm-hmm. Laid on is
there. With a will. I think with Maryville, we had a few people who probably learned to
right.
use the strap.
I guess I've seen a bit of a couple of there.
Yeah. And so I had often, years later, what happened if they were doing that, if I had said, oh, player, that was good. I have another.
Well, the Nazis, you had money. Or they started to had to count stroke, or they stole over.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wonder if out of the guy had started doing it too much. And he said, I've got a few of them coming.
Incidentally, for those people who don't know, there is a town in Tennessee, Maryville, and Missouri.
Right.
But that was a Catholic boarding school. Which was predominantly ancestors.
Yeah, people. We were there. Well, you were in the Irishman.
Right. Well, orange on tape, then I got beat up.
Well, Russell, I mean.
Twit them.
giving you a
lot of trouble when we march in the Chicago parade and I'm at who's pulling the river. Decided by 8 years. Somebody did that.
Well, you know, this is funny. remember after the IRA bomb in Northern Ireland, and this was like the 90s, and a group of us would meet after a few citizens' meeting that I would cover for. And we did D'Augustine, which was a popular place. And this one guy actually lived to be 105.
Wow.
At that time, he was in his 90s or whatever. Henry made the state. He says, I don't understand why the Irish are behaving they do. And then the English have a right to be in it. Everybody at the table laughed. There was a priest from Dallas who was Irish. The sword, the policeman who was Irish. Andrew Geese was Irish. There was Irish General Adams was Irish. We all, Barbara Head was Irish. And laughed. And happened to me and said, I say something. And he says, Handwax, this is your day. And he says, what do you mean? And I says, hey, you get to.
Yeah, them words.
Then they were talking about people who don't have in Chicago Fest.
Okay.
But we had Chicago Fest before Illustrious decided out some of.
This is the name.
Pardon?
This is Emmanuel, my bird store of mine.
Yeah. Anyway, we were at Keltest ISIS. Had a nice look on wearing a dirt. A British flag and shirt of Paisley.
Ooh.
Ian Paisley being the self-named past who was head or head of the UN in Northern Ireland.
He was Parliament, didn't he? Parliament.
Yeah. He was also deputy premier of he's deputy for the government of Ireland.
Yeah.
And Martin Mix, who was a type, is also the premier.
Once we what is it about the I understand the terrorists.
Said that same situation.
Oh, come on.
There are all versions of the IRA.
Second that. Just.
Okay, there are all versions of the IRA. The IRA is several groups. The original IRA, the one that was involved in 1960 and were independent, they were pretty straightforward. There were other groups that were using IRA stat rep banks for benefit. There were others that were active terrorists. That were receiving funds, ammunition, and from Guy Omar Gaddafi.
Oh.
Okay. There were still us were bent on turning Ireland into a not so socialist country, but a quasi capitalist country. You know, which I was talking about. The matter is, there had some activity, which were terrorists. There have been us, which were perfectly grounds of legitimate war.
Well, we need here hear famous.
It's a longer interview. So we're going to play a clip, a Russian version of an Irish song, It's a Long Way to Tipperary. So, and then we're going to end. Now, Monday we will have our annual salute to the Irish and some of the best songs that that you are familiar with and some that you're not, which relate to the Irish who have come to America and to Australia and Canada. And here's a Russian version of It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Верное перо. It's a long way to Tipperary. Same that even the Irish applies to them.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to go, what's up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll call.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out.
Well, there are some Irish politicians that are belong in jail, as well as some judges. We'll get into that another day in the Steve Neri case and some other cases. Speaking of Paul Brazilla, Monday we will have a special. Some Irish will still be celebrating, and even though it's the 18th, and we will feature out of our archives in our music library some rare Irish music and music about Ireland. Peter Paul Rizzola, go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We just put up the Daily Deception, not the Mayor Daily or the Dailies of Chicago, but this Chris Daly from Silver Spring, Maryland, who came to San Francisco, became a, who, quote, was an organizer for the Alinsky types, and became a politician, elected to the Board of Supervisors, and he illegally and secretly obtained a HUD-subsidized condo from this developer and through the mayor's office of housing, whose budget that he voted on. And of course there were homeless people sleeping and freezing on the street, and he didn't even offer them a cup of coffee to keep warm. So this whole phony politicians who claim they're for the homeless and all that, but they make sure they get theirs, and they make sure they get the best, and make sure they get as much as they can without paying as little as possible, if anything at all. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. There'll be more up there, AmiCusVeritas. So see you Monday. Have a safe weekend. And don't drink too much, all you Irishmen. And also, there's a new flavor that the drug people want to put in Irish cuisine. We'll discuss that Monday. Good night.